All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. I am your host, Mac, tonight bringing you a program of discs and cylinders played on my trusty Victrola 14 and my Edison Home, which plays 2 and 4 minute records. I have to sort of format the show according to personnel that I get here. When I can't get an engineer, I'm playing just the Victrola. I'm playing all disc records. When I get an engineer, I can do discs and cylinders because I'm set up in a different room and I can run around between the machines and they can take care of that. But I've been really having a hard time getting engineers lately. So I really wanted to play some cylinders tonight. So I have this experimental setup in the control room where I've got my cylinder player set up and my disc machine. So let's see how it goes. It's a lot of maneuvering to keep it all flowing, but I think I can do it. We started off there with McKinney's Cotton Pickers on a Brunswick record from 1922 entitled Hot Lips. It was a hot one. And now we're going to play one of the hot numbers from 1910. This was a big hit in that year. And this is a cylinder record done by Ada Jones and Mr. Walter Van Brunt, talking about that new sensation, that new invention, the aeroplane. This one is Come Josephine in My Flying Machine.
Why, listen to the jazzy clarinet. toys have been made from gold. Rum, tiddly, rum, come, mum, come, come. Stop, look, listen to the music. Some bands. Don't you think it's great?
Think it's great.
Everything right up to date.
Up to date.
Come on, honey, I've got money. So let it celebrate. They've got ice cold lemonade.
Lemonade.
And the lunch already made.
Ready.
So I repeat it, you can't beat it.
For the money we paid.
Stop, look, listen to the music of the band. Stop, look. Listen, ain't the piano man grand? Watch the fella playing on the violin. Listen to the trombone groaning while the saxophone is moaning. Oh, joy. Listen to the jazzy clarinet. Some boy ragging that old cornet. Listen to the fellow with the big bass drum. Go, rum, tiddly, yum, come, mum, come, come. Stop, look, listen to the music. Stop, dance.
All right, so there was the familiar sound of Mr. Bill Murray, and with him the American Quartet. And they're on a 1920 recording of Stop, Look, and Listen to the Band. And yeah, before that, Come Josephine and My Flying Machine. A listener posted on the comments board that someone knew that song from Titanic. Yes, it was featured quite a bit in that movie. And yeah, a big song of that year. Okay. Let's continue now. We're going to move on to a four-minute cylinder. This one is by Mr. Ed Meeker. And 1913, America's getting ready, or is, I don't know, thinking about its entrance into World War I. And ragtime's a big thing. So this song is about the ragtime soldier man. So sing it, Mr. Meeker.
I got to go to war. Now don't you worry, I've got to hurry, because the regiment will soon be leaving. Don't you feel blue, because I'm going off to war. I've got to go, I've got to go, the soldier man I've got to be. I've got to go, I've got to go, I get a bugle calling me. Oh my hull, hurry up, get my gun, hurry up, can't you see that? I've got to fight for love and liberty, my honey dear, you better save your sympathy. If you should hear, if you should hear, I've got to kneel the enemy, kindly carry me back to old Virginia. And when you get me there, say a prayer for your ragtime soldier man. I'm a slyin', I'm kind of slyin', 'cause I'ma say goodbye to my home cookin'. There's no denyin', I leave you cryin', but don't you worry, hon, as long as I can run, they'll never find me, they'll be behind me. But if they shoot me, dear, while I'm not lookin', ill, so you'll know that I was wounded comin' home. I've got to go, I've got to go, a soldier man I've got to be. I've got to go, I've got to go, I hear the bugle calling me. Oh, my hun, hurry up, get my gun, hurry up, can't you see that? I've got to fight for love and liberty, my honey dear, you better save your sympathy. If you should hear, if you should hear, I've got to kneel the enemy, kindly carry me back to old Virginia. And when you get me there, say a prayer for your ragtime soldier man. Now look here, honey, don't you worry, I've got to go. Yes, indeed, I've got to fight for love and liberty and a new uniform and everybody else. When I get there, I'll get a leave of absence instantly. If they don't give it to me, I'll play dead. Here's the bugle calling now. Goodbye, I got to go. Yes, carry me back to Virginia. And when you get me there, say a prayer for your ragtime soldier man.
Oh,
All right. That was Rosetta and Vivian Duncan, collectively known as the Duncan Sisters. And that one was a Victor record from, oh boy, this is harder than I thought. 1923, going between the machines and my computer to see the dates of these machines. Trying to do it all. Yes, they made a lot of records and very much in their kid personas quite often. And before that, the Ragtime Soldier Man, an Irving Berlin tune, sort of getting everybody ready, sort of everybody, I don't want to say into the idea of war, just prepared for it, that it was coming. Oh, yeah. All right, going to do a couple songs now that concern the ukulele. That music, that instrument was a sensation in the teens and 20s. And we're going to start off now with Billy Jones and Ernest Hare on an Edison Blue Amber All Cylinder from 1924. And it's called On My Ukulele. Here we go.
In the world, you love yourself the best.
There's nothing ever worries me, nothing makes me blue.
When trouble knocks upon your door, tell me what you do.
On my ukulele,
on your ukulele,
I keep strumming gaily.
On la 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 la.
What do you think of that?
A bulldog came right up behind and bit me where I sat.
My girl is pretty as can be. She's got the cutest bob.
You're going to be married soon as she gets a job. On my you, on my you, on my you. Ra la 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 la.
On the burning deck, his hands were full of blisters.
His pants got burnt, and I just learned he had to wear his brother.
I called upon my girl one night. Her dad came home real late.
You asked him for his daughter's hand. He handed you the gate. On my ukulele. On my ukulele.
Bought a ring.
But she said, you can talk to me when they crown you king.
Now there's a certain guy I know, a most conceited chap.
When I looked up his family tree, I found he was the sap.
On my ukulele,
on my ukulele,
I keep swimming gaily.
Oh, la 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 la.
I'm lit up like a lamp.
For 2 cents you'd go out right now and lick a postage stamp.
We couldn't find the baby once while sitting in the park.
But since you feed him garlic now, you find him in the dark.
I bought myself a radio. It's wonderful, by God.
But the neighbors use your aerial to hang up all their wash. On my ukulele, you do 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 do. On my ukulele, you do 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 do.
My brother is is a plumber, and oh, how he can plumb. He plumbs by day and plumbs by night, I'll say that plumbing some. A girl I know fell down the stairs and got some awful bumps. Now she's got water on the knee, that's why she's wearing pumps. If rain makes all things beautiful, it's sure some recipe. I'm going out some stormy night and let it pour on me. On my ukulele. On my ukulele.
Yeah, now that's how you play a ukulele. I mean, you don't sing about playing a ukulele. That's what Jones and Hare were doing. They were talking about, singing about playing a ukulele. I mean, you dig right into it, like Cliff Edwards just did there on that perfect record from 1925. That's right. That's the way you do it. All right, continuing now with another Edison Blue Amberol 4-Minute Cylinder. Those of you who know the show through the years know that I have a soft spot for the zither. And Miss Kitty Berger was among the premier zither players of the acoustic era, who played for Queen Victoria, as well as playing zither for Teddy Roosevelt in the White House. She gave lessons and also home concerts. Man, I would love to have a party and have Kitty Berger come to my home and play a zither concert for myself and some friends while we drank wine. Lovely, lovely. Well, this is a piece called Romance from Leclerc, which features harp and zither. And this is a Edison Blue Amber All Cylinder record from 1914, 101 years old.
Why didn't he
married again.
He has a wife and three children at home.
Fal-dee-iddle-dee-roll-dee-do, fal-dee-iddle-dee-i-do, fal-dee-iddle-dee-roll-dee-do, fal-dee-iddle-dee-o. He tried to climb up on the ship, but he said, no, you don't on this trip. Then he threw her a pillow right out on the pillow, and that's how he gave her the slip. The mermaid grew dreadfully pale. She began to be moan and bewail, but the sailor was drowned down in Long Island Sound, and she went and got wet to a whale. And now they have money to burn.
And that is the end of the tale.
Fal-dee-iddle-dee-roundy-do, fal-dee-iddle-dee-i-do, fal-dee-iddle-dee-roundy-do, fal-dee-iddle-dee-o. There was a young man in Revere who jumped on the end of a pier. He got a queer notion to drink up the ocean. The foam made him think it was beer. He hollered for help like he bust. They rescued him full of disgust. When they said, are you wet? He replied, you can bet. Did you think I'd be covered with dust? Now, who is the author of that?
I think it was read by itself.
Fal-dee-iddle-dee-roll-dee-do, fal-dee-iddle-dee-i-do, fal-dee-iddle-dee-roll-dee-do, fal-dee-iddle-dee-o, fal-dee-iddle-dee-roll-dee-do, fal-dee-iddle-dee-i-do, fal-dee-iddle-dee-roll-dee-do, fal-dee-iddle-dee-o.
All right. Fal-dee-iddle-dee-i-do, there by Miss Helen Trix and Mr. Dan W. Quinn. That was on a very early Zonophone one-sided record from about 1905. I actually picked this one up yesterday with a new tabletop Victrola that I got in Staten Island. Mm-hmm. Got the machine. There was a pile of records. Not too much good stuff. I actually got two records from a pile, but a nice little tabletop machine that I'll be doing stuff with. And, yeah, there you go. Let's just keep on going with another cylinder. Mr. Fred Dupree, or Mr. Fred Duprez, was a comedian and vaudeville dude who made a lot of wonderful recordings on discs and cylinders. And here he is with a 1915 cylinder on the Edison label. It's Desperate Desmond. I think it's some kind of vaudeville rehearsal thing. So let's hear it.
Mr. Leader. Good morning, Mr. Dupree. Today we'll rehearse the music for my new drama, Desperate Desmond. As I go through the play, I would like you to come in once in a while with a little incidental music. For instance, when the villain enters, you play very mysterioso. Plunk, 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 plunk. You see, that's the villain's salary, four plunks. You get the idea, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Very well, then we will begin with curtain music suggesting the scene. When the curtain rises, there is a scene of a wood with a stream running through it. One moment. Not a peanut stand, just a little stream. And now that the curtain is up, the play will begin. Enter first Rosamond, the village maiden. No, no. Rosamond, the village maiden, comes in here, not Rosenbaum, the village undertaker, we must suggest to the audience that there's a beautiful girl coming on. That's the idea. That's beautiful. I love that selection, the rosary. Now the girl, all unsuspecting of the danger which is lurking nigh, comes tripping on to await the coming of her lover. While she is waiting thusly, the plot thickens and in comes the villain. Stop, stop. One moment. Not on a horse. See, he walks in. You better stay out of this thing altogether. You have too many improvements. Oh, Mr. Leader, we better bring this villain on with a little mysterious music. That's the idea. The villain sees the girl there and speaks to her. He says, "Woman, be mine." The girl fears the villain and shudders. No, it's a shudder, not a convulsion. And she says, "What, be your wife?" No. She spurns him. So the villain says, "What, you refuse me? Have a care of me, proud and haughty beauty. I say you must and shall be mine." So the girl shudders again. That is the plot of the drama, a pair of shudders. She does it just for a blind. So the villain gets angry, and he takes her by the wrist, and they struggle. Oh, hold on a minute. Great Scott, these people are struggling. That's what you played there. Why, this is a dramatic situation. This requires something more of an allegro, pizzicato, di capo, agitato, as it were. Stuff. Now, whatever you do, get the finish right. Now, as we get to the end of the play, the villain takes the girl and is just about to strangle her to death when in comes the hero. Shades of Henry Irving, a hero comes in here, not a buck dancer. You've spoiled the best part of my play, where the hero runs in, knocks the villain down, and says, "You cur, I have foiled you." And then, as the curtain comes down, the hero with a girl in his arms turns to the villain and says, "So, you would have robbed me of my Rosamond, but at last, love is the winner, and the girl is mine." Let it alone. Great heavens, now you're 3 years ahead of me. Gentlemen, I think we'll postpone this rehearsal till this afternoon. Good morning.
Good night.
Yeah. Come here, Nero. Yeah. Where's that dog? Ah, there he is. Come away from that cat. What's the matter with you? Hello, Steve. Where'd you get that doggone dog? Why, I raised him. Has he got a pedigree? Pedigree? What's that?
I mean, is he full-blooded?
Not so loud. He thinks he is. Hey, can he do any tricks? Sure. Watch him. Set up, Nero. Look at that. What's his name? Well, Nero. Nero? Why, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Calling a bum dog like that Nero. Why? Why? Why, don't you know that Nero was a great Roman senator who played the violin while Rome burned? Well, he ain't got nothing on this Nero. He howled in the backyard when the opera house was on fire. Well, that's a good one. He sure is some mutt. Mutt nothing. Say, mister, just look at his eyes. Can't you see the love sticking right out of him? Why, some people think dogs ain't got no sense, and that they don't know what's what. But from the acquaintance I've had with him, I've found dogs know a lot. Trouble is, folks don't seem to understand what a dog he's trying to say. Why, when he wags his tail, he means I'm glad to see ya. And when he growls, he means go away. And when it comes to taking care of his health, why, he knows just what to do. For he never eats nor sleeps too much, and he don't drink nor smoke nor chew. Now you just kind of watch your dog. and I'm sure you'll learn a lesson. Be kind to him and you will find his love will be a blessing. He'll stick to you through thick and thin, and when you're down, he'll share your sorrow and wag his tail as if to say, cheer up, good luck tomorrow. Now when I die, if I've the luck to reach the Golden Gate, and I see a sign no dogs allowed, by gosh, I'll hesitate. For if my old mutt was standing round and it looked me in the face, I think I'd have to take a chance and try the other place. Yes, sir, them's my sentiments regarding the dog. I don't believe any man ever lost money trying to curry favor with a good, sensible, fleeless dog. Well, I gotta get back to work. Come on, Nero. Come on. When we get home, little dog, I've got a bone for you as big as an elephant's hind leg. Well, good day, sir. Come on.
Okay. Billy Van with a little ode to my dog. Sure, we all love kitties and dogs. We're Americans. And there was his little tribute. Hot on the tail of Fred Duprez's little rehearsal with the band. They were getting close on the number. They were getting close. All right, got time for a few more. Let's get them in. We did a World War I sort of song before with Ragtime Soldier Man. But full in to the war, well, really after the war, they're all coming back. All these kids from the country went off to World War I. And the big question was, after they've seen the world from their little towns and villages, this worldly view, how are you going to keep them down on the farm after they seen Paris?
Whatever that is. I see. Well, you see, Mother, why I heard Susan Treadway talking about it.
Oh, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, excuse me, Ruby.
Oh, that's all right, Mother, that's all right. Mistakes are bound to happen in the very best of families. Say, how you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Barry? Say, how you gonna keep them away from Broadway, jazzing around and painting the town? How you gonna keep them away from the harm that's a mystery? Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa. He's kicking her, ooh la la. How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Barry?
Miss Ada Jones, Miss Ada Jones. Tickle toes. I love to just say the word tickle toes. It's just such a good word to say. Don't you like to say tickle toes? Go ahead. Say tickle toes. Say it again. It doesn't just roll off the lips. It sure does. Okay. Let's get a couple more in real quick. This is a Columbia record from 1922, put your dancing shoes on for the Columbians with Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm getting all confused here. I don't think I had the right mic up on that last one. Oh, well, you know, things are like the gramophone itself and the days of these machines. Not perfect here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program, but that's what I love about these records and machines. And this show, things don't always go right. But that's going to do it for this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Max, saying goodnight, leaving you with one more. It's a Lancer's Dance, if you want to do it, by the Victor Dance Orchestra from 1905. I'll be back next week with more stuff. And I always like to give my Instagram, which is Phonograph DJ Mac. Lots of stuff happening there. So until next time, it's your host, Max, saying nighty night, everybody.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, and WFMU.ORG.
stop turning. If you're not watching anymore. Sailing upon the deepest sea, spinning the void eternally. I'm blue, blue as the in his car, a cool